just say onions, or you talk about green onions or shallots or scallions or anything?
Well, we just call them green onions.
Green onions. Not spring onions or winter onions.
No.
Green onions. Okay. How about the red things? You set the plants out in the spring, and I guess they're not exactly a vegetable, are they? We call them fruit. You slice them on a sandwich. Sliced bacon and
tomatoes.
Tomatoes. How about green any kind of the thing that grows the fastest in my garden anyway? Is a bean.
A bean?
Yeah. What kind of beans?
Snap beans.
How about ones with a flat pod? A bean. I don't grow any of these.
Wax beans?
Or, they have to take them out of the, like peas.
Lima beans?
Lima beans. Is that the same as a butter bean, or do you talk about butter beans?
They're the same, I guess.
And sometimes they eat the tops of turnips and beets and dandelions and say, we're going to cook up some
greens.
And the on the ear of corn, you've got to pull off the husks. And the kind of corn that you serve on the cob, you call
corn on the cob.
You ever call it sweet corn?
Yeah.
And on the top of the corn stalk, there's this
tassel.
And then on the ear of corn, you got to pull off the little strings of the call this
corn silk.
And two kind of melons you might have in the summer would be a watermelon or a
muskmelon.
And a thing that grows in the woods, they look like an umbrella.
Mayapples.
Or this blades of grass, and they grow down in the grass like that. They look like
a mushroom.
Yeah. Usually draw a picture is the easiest way to get the response. Only when you're picking mushrooms, you got to watch out that you don't get a toadstool. And another kind of thing you might grow in the garden would be the kind I like, that they're good baked. You cut them in half and bake them, make a kind of brown sugar syrup in them. Baked acorn squash. And you might you give a pill to a child. He says, oh, I can't take that pill. I just can't
swallow.
And somebody says, you can do it. And you say, no,
I can't.
Somebody says you ought to do it, and you say, no, I ought to do it. You ever say, I hadn't ought to do it, or I ought not to do it? I oughtn't to do it.
I oughtn't to do it,
Does he actually say that?
I say, I won't do it to her.
But would he be like to say oughtn't or ought? Can you remember? Probably not. I didn't think this fit. Didn't fit this part of the country. We worry about a correct form on this, and actually the correct form varies from area to area. I don't find anybody saying I had not to do it, and I use I had not to do it all the time. Ought not to do it, they'll say probably, if anything. Or just avoid it altogether and use won't.
I generally say I shouldn't.
Or shouldn't. That's what most people do around here.